The Little Rice Ball is an environmentally conscious fast casual eatery owned and operated by J.P. Tucci, a graduate from the SUNY School of Environmental Science and Forestry. J.P. is with us today. Hi, J.P.
Hi, how you guys doing? Good, thanks. Yeah, so had I known you were also J.P., I would have gone a little more formal with James, but this works too.
Can you tell us a little bit about your Little Rice Ball?
Yeah, sure. So Little Rice Ball is a fast casual eatery. So, you know, we do counter service. We have a nice little bar area for some cool sake, wine, that sort of thing. But we really specialize on our rice balls and our commitment to sustainability through the use of, you know, sustainably acquired seafood and limited plastics, that sort of thing.
Where did you get the idea to open up a restaurant?
Yeah, so honestly, I was watching Shark Tank, if you're familiar with it, mm-hmm. And they were pitching an idea for this kind of fast casual style sushi restaurant. And I was like, huh, this would actually work really well with these rice balls. And then the idea just kind of like snowballed from there, and, you know, adding sake to it, making it kind of a late night hangout spot, very, you know, comfortable place people can go to around town. So, yeah.
Are you planning to serve shark?
No shark on the menu.
Tell us about your background in sustainability.
Yeah, so I went to the School of Environmental Science and Forestry out in Syracuse, like you'd said. And my particular field was really focusing on aquatic sciences, looking at the ecology of freshwater systems, and also a little bit into sustainable practices as well, just through my activities on campus and that sort of thing. But then after school, I actually worked at the U.S. Geological Survey for 2 years, doing more freshwater ecology, stream health, lake health, that sort of thing.
Okay, so most of your training has been in environmental sciences and things like
that.
Yeah,
correct.
But now, where does the food prep? You're the chef or the cook?
Yeah, so all of the recipes are mine.
How's that linked?
Yeah, so I mean, I've worked in numerous restaurants throughout both high school and in college while I was pursuing the environmental degree. It started actually at the Crooked Lake House out in Averill Park. I worked at, I think it was 15, let's go with 15. I started as a dishwasher there, and that's kind of where it started my interest in the culinary arts and learning how to cook. And then all the recipes for the restaurant have mostly been self-taught since then, much to my friends' amusement, because, you know, they get to try everything, so.
Huh. Could you tell us about some of the things that make the Little Rice Ball environmentally sustainable?
Yeah, absolutely, I'd love to. So for starters, we really focus on minimizing our plastic impact. And we do that in ways such as using reusable cutlery, including chopsticks. Our chopsticks are actually metal chopsticks too, which is really cool. And from the customer standpoint, you'll notice that we really don't give out straws in drinks, which we were doing before the kind of big phase hit. But it's awesome, and I'm super all about it. But yeah, if you do want a straw, though, we have paper straws available, and we also sell stainless steel straws that you can bring home with you as well, so you can continue the good practices at home. And also going along those lines, as far as to-go containers go, we do bagasse, which is a sugarcane byproduct, so it's fully compostable. So that's really cool. That way you can kind of like keep being green even at home when you do to-goes, along with the paper bags as well, as opposed to plastic bags.
Would carnivals have a bad time in your carnivores have a bad time in your
no,
store? There are meat dishes and chicken dishes. And,
yeah. We do have, we have pork and chicken dumplings, gyoza, and I hand make those every single week. We make probably like 400 of them every week. I wasn't so great to begin with, but now I'm really good. and then we do have a good selection of seafood items as well. And as I mentioned earlier, we really try to source our seafood from either Marine Stewardship Council certified fisheries, or there's also another great website, Monterey Bay Seafood Watch, where they provide information for consumers as well as restaurateurs on what species of fish are good to purchase, as well as where are they from, how are they captured. So they provide some really good guidelines on that as well.
One thing in our notes that's not mentioned is where are you located?
Yeah, so we're located right in downtown Troy. We are on the corner of Liberty Street and 4th Street. So technically it's in the Little Italy area, just a hop up above Ferry Street there. But yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool location.
Now, in addition to what you've already mentioned, any other environmental practices that you'd like to bring up?
Yeah, actually, so the little bit of food waste that we do generate, either just from being a little too old or from customer refuse, that as well as our paper napkins, paper straws, is all composted. So we have a nice partnership with the Tivoli Community Farm Preserve. And they actually come and collect our compost waste for us and use it to feed the chickens or just actually go into the compost pile for, you know, compost.
Great. Could you tell us a bit about your philosophy that motivates you to be so environmentally conscious?
Yeah, so a big part of that, I would say, is definitely from college. I didn't realize this at the time, but I went to what was called one of the most altruistic colleges in the country. So SUNY ESF, whose motto is to improve your world, we, you know, constantly doing different volunteer projects, usually all for community outreach or for some kind of environmental benefactor. So a lot of that has kind of like carried over into my professional career as well. And, you know, I really do enjoy working in like the restaurant industry. And this is kind of a way to showcase what an environmentally conscious restaurant could be.
And do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, we do. And actually, I saw that you're chatting with Gina later today. So we're doing the Troy Asia event as well. So that'll be fun. That's this Friday. And then next week, we're actually doing a pop-up at Rare Form, the brewery right on Congress Street there. We're doing a pop-up there with some rice balls and some of our crab croquettes. And then they are doing a Buffy the Vampire Slayer trivia night. Hmm. Yeah.
And, it does say here, okay, we already covered that, the your address and everything else.
Yeah.
And
anything else you'd like to share about yourself or your restaurant?
I will say one thing that was very interesting and probably wouldn't be interesting to most people, but I probably spent a solid week just looking at different plateware. You would not believe how hard it is to find, like, environmentally friendly plateware. They have all these advertisements for, you know, biodegradable plates. But what they don't tell you is, yeah, it's 50% bamboo, but it's also 50% melamine. And so you call the companies and you're like, hey, you know, tell me more about your plates because I see there's melamine in it. And they're like, oh, well, you just grind it down and it biodegrades. I'm like, but it's plastic. And they're like, well, the bamboo part biodegrades. And you're like, all right, so it's not biodegradable.
So melamine means plastic?
Melamine is a type of plastic. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So after a week of research, I did finally find plates that are 100% bamboo, which is great. They're fully reusable, but should they break or, you know, should they tire out, what's great is they do biodegrade because they're just bamboo.
I can't help but ask, since I mentioned the meat, do you go particularly for like free range chickens and,
so we don't have a ton of meat on the menu. Honestly, the only pork and chicken is what's in the pork and chicken dumplings. And the source varies. It honestly depends on the week, who my distributor is, really, because, you know, there's a minimum order amounts for certain distributors. So certain weeks I can get, you know, the stuff that I really want to get. In other weeks, it's more getting like whatever I have time to get that particular week. So it does vary. Mm-hmm. But ideally, yes.
For a closing thing, like what can people do in their own lives to just help to be a bit more environmentally sustainable in their food choices?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably redundant from, you probably heard this before, but honestly, lowering your meat intake, definitely a good, yeah, I know. and then, you know, eating local when possible. And when you do get takeout, it's a silly question. And I sometimes find myself even slightly embarrassed to ask, but like if I'm out to eat and, you know, I didn't quite finish something and I'm like, oh, I'd love to take this home with me. I do find myself asking like, hey, what are your to-go containers made of? Because if it's styrofoam, I'm just probably going to force this down and I'm probably just going to eat it now and be a little uncomfortable. And I know it's silly, but it's definitely something that I strive for just to, you know, kind of, again, lower the plastic impact. So.
I mean, you're aware that Albany County has banned.
You're hoping
Rensselaer County does the same thing.
Yeah, I have seen that. And I've still seen some restaurants that do still have that.
I think they have a period of time
before they switch over to it. But yeah, and it would be great if Rensselaer County could do that too. I mean, I won't lie. There is definitely a cost associated with it. You know, the environmentally conscious disposables that I have or compostables, they are definitely more expensive than their styrofoam counterparts. There is no question to that. The gloves I use in the kitchen, they are biodegradable gloves. They're meant to be thrown out in a landfill, but they do break down in like 2 to 3 years. And they're like, you know, 10 times more expensive than a standard glove.
So that is a legitimate concern for some small businesses.
No, absolutely. Like it is. Okay. There is definitely a cost associated with it.
Clearly, though, it can work.
So far, so good.
Great. Well, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I mean, I just really appreciate being on here and being able to kind of share my love with everyone.
Well, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
That was J.P. Tucci, owner of the Little Rice Ball. The Little Rice Ball is located at 6 Franklin Place in Troy.